Morning Watch, an overview of the central burden and present truth of the Lord's recovery before His appearing, week 7. The two aspects of God's complete salvation, judicial redemption plus organic salvation. Friday related verses. Titus 3:5. Not out of works and righteousness which we did, but according to His mercy He saved us, through the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 4:23, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Romans 12:2, and do not be fashioned according to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and well-pleasing and perfect. Romans 6:4-5. We have been buried, therefore, with Him through baptism into His death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so also we might walk in the newness of life. For if we have grown together with Him in the likeness of His death, indeed we will also be in the likeness of His resurrection. 2 Corinthians 3:17-18. And the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. But we all with unveiled face, beholding and reflecting like a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as from the Lord's Spirit. 2 Corinthians 5:17. So then, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, they have become new. Related reading. Renewing is implied in sanctification, which makes the believers new while it is going on within them. To be renewed, therefore, is based on the ongoing sanctification. Renewing is the continuation of the washing of regeneration. Regeneration lays the foundation of the divine life, upon which the renewing continues to build up the divine life within a believer. Regeneration is accomplished once for all, but renewing is an ongoing process through the whole life of a believer until he becomes matured to be a full-grown man. In regeneration, a new life, the divine life, is added to our natural life, causing these two lives to become one. In sanctification, our distorted, crooked, and perverted nature is adjusted by God's holy nature. In renewing, the mingled spirit penetrates our troublesome mind, causing it to be changed and even to become the mind of Christ. Renewing is by the renewing spirit mingling with the believer's regenerated spirit, indwelt by Christ as one spirit, to spread into the believer's mind, to renew their entire being as a member of the new man. We, the regenerated saints, as parts of the new man and as God's new creation, should walk in the newness of the divine life and resurrection. Renewing takes place through the consuming by the believer's environmental suffering. God arranges our environment so that little by little and day by day, our outer man will be consumed and our inner man will be renewed. The believers must be thoroughly and absolutely renewed, so that they may be practically the genuine new creation of God and for God. The believers should be renewed to be as new as the New Jerusalem, since they all will be the consummating part of the New Jerusalem. Nothing of the old creation can be brought into the New Jerusalem. Since the New Jerusalem will be constituted with the believers, they need to be thoroughly and absolutely renewed. Transformation transforms the believer's entire being, by the transforming spirit in their spirit filled with Christ into the glorious image of Christ, that they may fully participate in God's divinity. To be filled with Christ, who is divine, is to be filled with divinity. Transformation is a kind of metabolism, by the addition of the element of the divine life of Christ into the believer's being, to be expressed outwardly in the image of Christ. Transformation is a matter of inward metabolism, issuing in an outward expression. Transformation is accomplished by the Lord's Spirit, the pneumatic Christ, transforming the believers into the image of the glory of Christ. The metabolism involved in transformation eventually transforms us into the image of the glory of Christ. The believers should live and walk by the Spirit, and walk according to the mingled Spirit, that the divine life of Christ may have the way to regulate them and transform them into the image of the Lord in glory.